Really, I lost the rock, paper, scissors. So. Will you pray with me? Father God, thank you so much for this time and this space and the celebrations we are having. Thank you that they can be wonderful in your sight and that we can have a joyous, good time together. In all of this, we ask that our thoughts be pleasing in your sight and the meditations of our hearts be straight from you. In all of this, we praise you. Amen. There is a delicious-looking lunch back there, and there is not much between you and that lunch, just me in this pulpit. Maybe a couple of songs, maybe a couple of prayers, but back there, open invitation. All are welcome. Open table for everyone. Just a couple things in the way, me mostly. So what do you say? Wrap this up quick. God is love, Jesus is grace, all forgiven. Nope, I have the pulpit. So. How about a song? Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, "Let's find out." From Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Zacchaeus the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was so short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately, for I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be with the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay them back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." It's a powerful story, and there's lunch involved. But before we get there, we need to take a look at some of our actors and our setting. We're in Jericho, and if any of you have seen VeggieTales, you have seen slushies thrown at vegetables while they blow shofars and knock down the walls. In fact, in Joshua, after Joshua has knocked down the walls, he pronounces a curse in Joshua 6 from the end of the chapter where they knock down the walls. At that time, Joshua proclaimed this solemn oath, "Cursed before the Lord is the one who undertakes to rebuild this city Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son, he will lay its foundations, and at the cost of his youngest, he will set up its gates." And then, if you've been following the Bible study for many, 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 many moons, from 1 Kings chapter 16, in Ahab's time, Hiel of Bethel rebuilt Jericho and laid its foundations at the cost of his firstborn son, Abraham. He set up its gates at the cost of his youngest son, Segub, in accordance with the word of the Lord spoken by Joshua, son of Nun. Now we find Jericho standing, not torn down, because it was rebuilt. But now we see totally different events. Just outside the city gates before this story happened, Jesus healed a man of blindness. And now inside the city gates, Jesus is fraternizing with sinners and tax collectors. Speaking of, no one really likes tax collectors, it would seem. If any of you are here, we do like you, though. But you have to understand a little bit more of their context. This is not just the IRS, this is Rome. Zacchaeus is employed by Rome, for Rome has an empire and Rome needs taxes. So Rome offers up these bids to collect taxes. Whoever guarantees they will get the most money gets the bid and gets the power of the state army to go collect those taxes. Zacchaeus is not just a tax collector, he's chief tax collector. He won that bid and he even has people under him that he can send and direct the army to go collect those taxes. And he is also rich. That's the biggest problem with this system. Instead of getting 1099 forms and knowing what you're facing, it's a man who walks up to your business and says, "I want this much money." But oh wait, that doesn't pay my salary, that pays Rome. So let's throw an extra five on that because I want dinner. And actually, I'd like to start putting money away for a new horse and buggy. So I'd like to double that. Money now. This is a tax collector. This is someone working for Rome. This is someone working for the occupying force. As Jesus said, Zacchaeus is a son of Abraham, and he's a Jewish person working for Rome. He's seen as a traitor. He's not let in. We have two other actors here. We have a crowd. Jesus has rock star status, and we have Jesus. This is Jesus, just a sampling from who we've run into before this. Jesus was telling about lost sheep that have been found, lost coins that are searched for until they are found, one lost son that goes and burns all his money and comes back in grace, one lost son that stands out in his righteousness and refuses to come back in under that very same grace. This is Jesus, who says, "Whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." The Prince of Peace. Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation. This is Jesus. But Jesus sees someone he apparently recognizes. Jesus calls him out by name. We have a kind of dramatic moment here of Jesus walking up to a tree, and we can't quite capture this. This is a hated man, the rock star approaching the hated man. This is a very interesting circumstance. This is someone who has status. Zacchaeus is a tax collector with power. He can just summon anyone to him anytime he wants. This is presidential. This is government. No, he's in a tree. He's set aside his status. He's set aside his dignity, and he's climbed a tree just because he wants to see Jesus. This is you on your way to Harrisburg, for Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, or on your way to Philadelphia. Passing through Harrisburg, you know you're going to stop at a certain diner you like, and as you're pulling into the diner, you look up to your right, and you see in a treehouse Governor Tom Wolf, just wanting to see what you're going to be having for dinner at that diner in Harrisburg. This is absurd. This is the powerful man coming not down to his level, for he's up in a tree. He's just setting it all aside just because he wants to come see Jesus. Jesus recognizes this and says, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately, for I must stay at your house today." And Zacchaeus is overwhelmed. We turn back to the crowd, though, who are muttering and mad, and this makes so much more sense. Zacchaeus works for Rome. Zacchaeus is hated. Zacchaeus has probably extorted many, many people in this crowd. He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. And then the story doesn't tell us if it's under that tree or at that house or at his house. But he says, "Look here, I now give half my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." This is actually Zacchaeus flexing his knowledge of the law. There's a bit of background here we need to understand this. From Leviticus chapter 6, the Lord said to Moses, "If anyone sins and is unfaithful to the Lord by deceiving a neighbor about something entrusted to them or left in their care, or about something stolen, or if they cheat their neighbor, or if they find their lost property and lie about it, or if they swear falsely about any such sin. When they sin in these ways and realize their guilt, they must return what they have stolen or taken by extortion, or what has been entrusted to them, or what was lost and found, whatever it was they swore falsely about. They must make restitution in full, plus a fifth, plus an extra 20% and a ram for the altar." But that's not what Zacchaeus says. He doesn't say plus one-fifth. He says fourfold. There's another part of the law that this is relevant to. When someone has gone to trial and been convicted of stealing property, whoever steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it must sell it and pay back five head of cattle for the ox or four sheep for the sheep. Zacchaeus is not offering a pittance. He's not saying, "I realize my guilt and the law says I only owe 20%. I'll do that. I recognize my sin." He says, "No, I have seen Jesus. I am convicted in full, and I will pay it all back fourfold." He is not trying to keep his status. He's not trying to keep his wealth. He's willing to give it up. This is the difference between Zacchaeus and the Pharisees. As Jesus has just said in a story in Luke two chapters earlier, a Pharisee will stand in the court and pray, "Thank God I'm not like this sinner, for I give generously." He gives to be seen, whereas Zacchaeus is giving to reveal the repentance that he has seen in his heart. He will not hide his wrongdoing. He will do what is right and make it right. For we all know this. True repentance cannot be hidden. A false repentance will hide under the first blanket it finds, in the first cave it finds, or under the first basket. No, when repentance comes seeking, Jesus is there. This is Jesus. One of the linchpins of this story is partially Zacchaeus climbing a tree, but is much more Jesus approaching that tree. It is by grace that Jesus looks upon Zacchaeus and says, there is a chance here that you have a repentant heart. Come down from that tree. Let us have food together. We do not need to seek it here. It is here, for grace is abundant. But sometimes we feel our humanness and think of when we have gotten in our own way. And these times it is easy to turn to something to pin to our chest, to try and get admittance, to try and summon someone to you, something to say, something, some credential. But grace has come and the doors are open. And Jesus, the only one who ever could step past that bar, has already done so to face the court. By his Spirit, we are led. Amen.